Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Will I Hear from My Ex Again? I provide audio coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Will I Hear from My Ex Again? So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely wonder if you will hear from your ex again. Although there is no guaranteed way of knowing for certain, we can consider the likely outcome. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing 3 points to consider regarding whether or not you are likely to hear from your ex again. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is modern world. So maybe you've heard stories of people who say, I was in a relationship for 5 years back in the day, and after our breakup, I never heard from them again. Now, although this is still possible today, it's much more likely than in the past, and this is due to the modern world that we live in. If you consider people's stories when this was perhaps pre-mobile phone, pre-internet even, you have to realise that there was a lot less options of how to reach out to somebody who perhaps you've lost contact with somewhat. To give you an example, if you go for a breakup and then you move away, back in the day you would need to know exactly where this person was still living, and you're probably thinking, well, if I've moved away, they may have moved away. You might not want to take the risk of sending a letter to a house that you don't even know if they live in. Maybe you know for certain that they've already moved. This would mean you have lost contact almost forever, unless you were going to go proper Sherlock Holmes on them. But what I would say about today's world is there are so many ways to reach out. You don't need to know where somebody is living if you have their social media accounts that you can access. Even if you're not following them on social media, you could reach out to them possibly via direct message. Of course, you've got phones, you know, phone numbers that can still be used, whether you're going to give them a call, send them a text. All of these options are available in the modern world that weren't available back a few years ago. In all reality, we might sometimes think we've had all of this stuff forever and ever. But when we think it's really 10, 15, 20 years, but this world has really changed in the way it is now. Even in the last 5 and 10 years, it's a lot different to how it was at the beginning of the century. So when you hear stories of people, maybe it's your mum, maybe it's your dad, maybe it's a relative or a friend, people who are talking back maybe even into the 90s, maybe even the early 2000s, you've got to realise their situation is different. Their exes had less option of how to contact. Maybe they didn't want to call their ex, okay? And back when they had their breakup, they didn't have the opportunity to send them a text. Sending a text is a lot easier. Sending a text is the most likely way that a dumper will reach out to you. Whether it is via mobile number or whether it is via socials, it is still a direct text message. That is the most likely way that a dumper will reach out to a dumpee. So when we think of the past, when text messages were not available, what were people to do? You know, and if they didn't feel comfortable knocking on somebody's door or calling their house phone, then this is where, quite possibly, they just moved forward with their life and didn't reach out even if they wanted to. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. I'm not here to tell you that your ex will definitely reach out. Nobody knows for certain, but what I can say is that because we are talking about this in the modern world, there is certainly a lot better chance that your ex will reach out to you than if this had been 10, 15, 20 years ago in the past. So when we consider the modern world, this automatically gives you a much better chance of hearing from your ex again. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast about will I hear from my ex again? And point number two is blocking. Now, your mental health must come first. You must be guided by the light of your mental health. And if you feel you need to block your ex, then you must do that for your own mental health, your own well-being. But the reality is that if you block your ex from every single option of contacting you, you are reducing the opportunity for them to reach out to you. As I've already said, reaching out via some type of text message is the most likely way that somebody will reach out to their ex. So even if you think, well, look, if they want to get in contact, they can come and knock on my door, that is a lot less likely. So yes, you must block your ex if it's for your mental health benefit, but please just be aware you are locking the door somewhat of them being able to reach out to you. Yes, there are other options. Yes, they could speak to a friend of a friend maybe and pass on a message. There are other ways. I'm not here to say that it can't happen. I'm just saying that you're making it more difficult and less likely to happen. Now, if it's your ex who has blocked you, here is some good news. I know of many dumpees who have heard from their ex again, even after they were blocked. Now, it does reduce the chances. If you've been blocked, that is not an ideal position to be in. I'm not here to tell you that you should be doing anything you kind of want, and therefore if you get blocked, it doesn't matter, they'll still reach out to you. If you behave in an inappropriate way, if you get blocked, even if you don't think you behaved inappropriately, if you unfortunately are in a blocked position, this is more challenging than if you are not blocked. But what it isn't is a definitive end. Because as I've just said, I know of many dumpees who were blocked and then months, if not years into the future, heard from their ex again because they were unblocked and then the dumper reached out to them. It's not an impossibility, but it is an extra wall in the way between you and your ex. So try your hardest not to be blocked yourself. But if you think you need to block them, then you must follow your heart. If you want support, guidance, or advice regarding breakups and what it means for you in your unique situation, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your specific, unique situation. My podcasts have to be somewhat generalized, and you might be thinking this doesn't really match with your actual situation and story. This could be a scenario where you would really benefit from speaking with me one-on-one via audio coaching. More details of how to do this can be found on my website, www.datemetips. If you decide to have audio coaching with me, I'm not just your coach, I will also become your teammate as we take this journey together, and that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future. Always remember that you aren't defined by your ex, and with or without them, you will have a fantastic, exciting future ahead as long as you push forward and use the hints, tips and advice that I give to become a version 2.0 of yourself. Always stay positive, don't look back, look forward. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about will I hear from my ex again? And point number 3 is pull closer or push away. Now this is very important to realise. You have influence. As a dumpee, you do have influence to some regard whether or not your ex reaches out to you. You might be thinking that you don't. You might be thinking, well, the relationship is over. I have no say, I have no power. And of course, you can't make the definitive decision on whether they reach out to you. You can't force them, you can't persuade them. But what you can do is edge them either way due to your own actions. Every action has consequence. Every behavior, every attitude, every decision we make, they make, anybody makes, has consequences. And what you decide to do in the aftermath of your breakup will edge your ex either way on whether they are considering reaching out to you. If you are somebody who doesn't accept the breakup, if you chase your ex, if you keep contacting them, texting them, calling them, knocking on their door, if you bring drama to their life, they are less likely to reach out to you, certainly during the time of when all of this is taking place. You need to be living your life to the full. You need to be pushing forward. You need to become a version 2.0 of yourself. You need to realize that to try and get your ex back, you must concentrate on other things than your ex. As soon as you concentrate your life on your ex, you're actually pushing them further away rather than pulling them slowly towards you. You can't clock watch. You can't sit in your room checking your phone 24/7. You can't be thinking of ways that you can manipulate your ex into wanting to contact you by giving them things to pity you, by giving them things to worry, be concerned, threats even. Unfortunately, I've heard that in the past as well. It's not going to work, okay? If you try to force your ex to contact you, you're actually pushing them away. And if they contact you due to pity, if they contact you due to threats, if they contact you due to any other reason other than they actually feel that they want to, this isn't real. You surely want your ex back in a real, honest, genuine situation where they feel a high level of romantic, emotional attraction for you. That has to come from them. Yes, you can do things to improve your chances, but you can't speak to them in a way where you manipulate them into being with you, not because they want to, but because you are somewhat forcing them to. You're forcing their hand through them being worried about you, through you giving them some type of threat or ultimatum or some type of situation where you get them to be with you and they don't truly want to. You can't do this. It won't work. And when you think clearly, you will realize it's not fair either. You deserve somebody who loves you and wants to be with you genuinely, and so do they, and so does everybody else. This can't happen unless it's from their own free will. The things that I suggest that you can do are things that you do for you, but have the bonus of affecting your ex in a sense where they begin to think about you and potentially miss you. This is honest, genuine advice. It's not some manipulative tactic where you text your ex and get them into a situation where they feel that if they don't contact you, then something bad is going to happen. That is horrendous. And unfortunately, I've heard people who have been suggesting that that's what we should do. It's not going to work. It's not fair. It's not honest. It's also illegal. So don't fall into those traps. If your ex wants to reach out to you, they will. If they don't, then they won't. You need to concentrate on your life and use the hints, tips and advice that I give to increase the chance of them regrowing organic, romantic, emotional attraction for you. Not attraction that you're saying that they have, but attraction that they genuinely feel. You can't tell somebody to smile. They can only smile if they want to. If you force them to smile, it's not a real smile. And that is the same of trying to get your ex to get back with you through means which are unfair, unkind, and probably unlawful. As I've said throughout this, with or without your ex, you will have a positive future. Happiness can be around your next corner. You just don't know where that next corner is. It might be with your ex. It might be with somebody even better. But don't be fearful. Behave in a positive way. You will attract others as well as your ex. So point number three, you know, whether you're pulling them closer or whether you're pushing them further away is almost down to your behavior during the aftermath of the breakup. Yes, you were no doubt emotional during the breakup. That's understandable. But when the dust has settled, you must relax your mind and live your life. Stop concentrating on your ex. It's not going to get them back. If you live your life in the way that you want to, that you need to, and that you can do, this makes you an attractive proposition. Don't surrender yourself to your ex. And that is exactly what you're doing if you're plotting and planning 24/7 about how, when, and why you're going to text them, knock on their door, stand outside their place of work, sending them flowers here, there, and everywhere. Those types of things aren't going to work. Gifts, grand gestures, whatever the situation you're considering, do not work most of the time. And even if you feel they do initially, they're most likely through pity, and therefore a breakup will probably happen once again a few months down the line. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.